Welcome to Zichu Daf Simani Mamre by Ram Goldar, and today we're Sechus Baba Kama Daf Ayin Beis, the seventh parak Maruba. So the three tops we're going to focus on. Number one, the Mishnah on Daf Ayin Amud Av taught that if a thief shechted a stolen animal in the Azara, he pays Dal the hay. Rav Chaviv Mechuzna'a said to Ravashi, Shema Mina Einu L'Shchita El Vesof. Learn from this that Shchita is only considered Shchita at the end of the procedure, because if Yeshna L'Shchita Metchila Vat Sof, if Shchita is from beginning to end, why would he pay Dal the hay? Came the Shachat Bar Purta, as soon as he cuts it a little, he prohibits it in benefit as Chun Shechted in the Azara. Idachu the Markadavak, when he cuts the rest of the Shchita required for the Dal the hay liability, he's not Shechting that which is the owner since it's Asr Bahana. Rav Huna Breda Rav suggested that he owes Dal the hay for that little amount that he first Shechted, but Ravashi rejects this because Utvacho, and he Shechts it, implies all of it. Rava answers that the cases where he partially shechted it outside the Azara and completed the Shechita inside the Azara. In another version, this discussion occurred regarding a machokas if Shechita is lebesof or metchila b'atzof. Pointing me to the next mission states, Ganaval Pishnaim, if one stolen animal, according to the aidas of two witnesses, V'tavach Machar al Pihen, and he shechted or sold it, according to their aidas, V'nimtzu Zomimi, and they were found to be Zomimi, meaning other aidim testified that they were elsewhere at that time, Mishalmin HaKol, they pay everything, the entire Dal of the hay. If the Shechita or sell was established by different aidim, and all were found Zomimi, the first pair pays Kefal, and the second pair pays the remaining threefold for an ox. If only the latter pair was found Zomim, the remaining testimony stating only that he stole it, the thief pays Kefal, and the Zomim pay the remaining threefold. If only one of the latter witnesses was found as Zomim, that set of witnesses is invalidated since one was discredited. Still, the Zomim does not pay unless both Adim are found Zomim. If one of the first pair was found as Zomim, all the witnesses are invalidated. Because if there's no theft, there's no Shechita or sale. And point number three, a Marayim dispute when an aid found to be a Zomim is disqualified for subsequent testimonies. Abai says, L'mafreyu nipsal, he's disqualified retroactively from the moment of testimony, and any testimonies afterwards are disqualified. Mahayishayta da'asid havalei Rasha, because from the moment he testified, he became a Rasha, and the Torah disqualifies a Rasha's testimony. Rava says, Makanu l'habahu nipsal, he's only disqualified from now onward, Eid Zomim Chiddushu, because the discrediting of an Eid Zomim is a novelty. The Had Treva Treinu, because the contradicting testimony is really two against two. My Chazi is the Tzai Tzulhani. Therefore, what reason do you see to heed these second witnesses discrediting the first? Tzai Tzulhani. Heed these first witnesses who testified they were there. Therefore, since it's a novelty, you can only apply it from the time of the novelty and onward, meaning from the time of the discrediting testimony. Alternatively, Rav explained that although Midaraisa and Eid Zomim is disqualified retroactively, the rabbis enacted not to disqualify his previous Eidus, Mishum Pesedet de Lekuchas, because of the loss of purchasers who use him as Eidim in the interim. The Gemara provides nafkaminas between the explanations. This is one of six instances where the halacha falls Abaya over Rava. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, the Mishnah on Daf Ayin Amud Av taught that if a thief shechted a stolen animal in the Azara, he pays Dal the hay. Rav Chaviv Mechuzna'a said to Ravashi, Shema Mina Einu L'Shchita El Vesof. Learn from this that Shechita is only considered Shechita at the end of the procedure, because if Yeshna L'Shchita Metchila Vat Sof, if Shechita is from beginning to end, why would he pay Dal the hay? Came the Shachat Bar Purta, as soon as he cuts it a little, he prohibits it in benefit as Chun Shechted in the Azara. Idachu the Markadavak, when he cuts the rest of the Shechita required for the Dal the hay liability, he's not Shechting that which is the owner since it's Asr Bahana. Rav Huna Breda Rav suggested that he owes Dal the hay for that little amount that he first Shechted, but Ravashi rejects this because Utvacho, and he Shechts it, implies all of it. Rava answers that the cases where he partially shechted it outside the Azara and completed the Shechita inside the Azara. In another version, this discussion occurred regarding a machokas if Shechita is lebesof or metchila b'atzof. Pointing me to the next mission states, Ganaval Pishnaim, if one stolen animal, according to the aidas of two witnesses, V'tavach Machar al Pihen, and he shechted or sold it, according to their aidas, V'nimtzu Zomimi, and they were found to be Zomimi, meaning other aidim testified that they were elsewhere at that time, Mishalmin HaKol, they pay everything, the entire Dal the hay. If the Shechita or sell was established by different aidim, and all were found Zomimi, the first pair pays Kefal, and the second pair pays the remaining threefold for an ox. If only the latter pair was found Zomim, the remaining testimony stating only that he stole it, the thief pays Kefal, and the Zomim pay the remaining threefold. If only one of the latter witnesses was found at Zomaim, that set of witnesses is invalidated since one was discredited. Still, the Zomaim does not pay unless both Edim are found Zomaim. If one of the first pair was found at Zomaim, all the witnesses are invalidated. Shim ein gneva ein tefichov ein mechira. Because if there's no theft, there's no shechita or sale. And point number three, Amoraim dispute when an aid found to be a Zomaim is disqualified for subsequent testimonies. Abai says, L'mafreyahu nipsal, he's disqualified retroactively from the moment of testimony, and any testimonies afterwards are disqualified. Mahayishaita da'asid havalei Rasha, because from the moment he testified, he became a Rasha, and the Torah disqualifies a Rasha's testimony. Rava says, Makanu l'habahu nipsal, he's only disqualified from now onward, aid zomim chidushu, because the discrediting of an aid zomim is a novelty. Da'ad trei v'trei nina, because the contradicting testimony is really two against two. Therefore, what reason do you see to heed these second witnesses discrediting the first? Sait lahani. Heed these first witnesses who testified they were there. Therefore, since it's a novelty, you can only apply from the time of the novelty and onward, meaning from the time of the discrediting testimony. Alternatively, Rav explained that although midaraisa and eid zomim is disqualified retroactively, the rabbis enacted not to disqualify his previous eidus, mishum pesedet de lekuchos, because of the loss of purchasers who use them as eidim in the interim. The Gemara provides nafkaminas between the explanations. This is one of six instances where the halacha falls abaya over Rava. All right, so now we get our Siman Daf Ayin Beis, and this Siman was suggested to us by Rabbi Shai Klein from Manchester. He suggested that Ayin Beis of thick is a thick piece of birthday cake. So here goes. The thief stole the long knife that was meant to cut the thick birthday cake to shach the stolen sheep in the Azara from beginning to end, while the children played spot the Edom Zomim game, trying to detect whether it was the kids who testified they saw the birthday boy steal or the kids who testified they saw him do the shechita. As the kid who was already out as an Eid Zomim was told, L'mafreya unipsal. Once again, in slow motion. The thief stole the long knife that was meant to cut the thick birthday cake. Thick birthday cake? That must mean we're on Dav Ayin Beis of. The thief stole the long knife that was meant to cut the thick birthday cake to shech the stolen sheep and the azara from beginning to end, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses whether ein la shechita el basof or metchila v'adsof regarding doing shechita of chulin in the azara. So the thief stole the long knife that was meant to cut the thick birthday cake to shech the stolen sheep and the azara from beginning to end, while the children played spot the Edom Zomim game, trying to detect whether it was the kids who testified they saw the birthday boy steal or the kids who testified they saw him do the shechita, which reminds us. The next Mishnah states, Ganav al pishnayim, if one stole an animal according to the testimony of two Edom, but tabuch machar al pi, and he shecht it or sold it according to their testimony, v'nimsu zomim, and they were found to be zomim, meaning other witnesses testified that they were elsewhere at that time, v'shalmin hakol, they pay everything, the entire dal v'hei. If the shechita or sale was established by different edim and all were found zomim, the first pair pays kefa and the second pair pays the remaining threefold for an ox. If only the latter pair was found zomim, the remaining testimony stating that he only stole it, the thief pays kefa and the zomim pay the remaining threefold. So the thief stole the long knife that was meant to cut the thick birthday cake to shech the stolen sheep and the azara from beginning to end, while the children played spot the Edom Zomim game, trying to detect whether it was the kids who testified they saw the birthday boy steal or the kids who testified they saw him do the shechita. As the kid who was already out as an Edom Zomim was told, L'mafreya hunipsal, which reminds us, Amoraim dispute when an aid found to be an Eid Zomim is disqualified for subsequent testimonies. Abai says, L'mafreya hunipsal, he's disqualified retroactively from the moment of testimony, and any testimonies afterwards are disqualified, because from the moment he testified, he became a Rasha, and the Torah disqualifies a Rasha's testimony. Rava says, Makanu l'habahu hunipsal, he's only disqualified from now onward, Eid Zomim chidushu, because the discrediting of an Eid Zomim is a novelty, da'ad trei v'trei nina, because the contradicting testimony is really two against two. Therefore, what reason do you see to heed the second Edim discrediting the first? Heed the first Edim who testified they were there. So once again, the thief stole the long knife that was meant to cut the thick birthday cake to shech the stolen sheep and the azara from beginning to end, while the children played spot the Edom Zomim game, trying to detect whether it was the kids who testified they saw the birthday boy steal or the kids who testified they saw him do the shechita. As the kid who was already out as an Edom Zomim was told, L'mafreya hunipsal. All right, so now it's time for four blah back chazara. Dav Samaches. So the simmer Dav Samaches is Schach. So here goes. The thief who covered up an animal he stole and sold with schach. Schach? That must mean we're in Daf Samaches. The thief who covered up an animal he stole and sold with schach before the yeush of the owner, making chayev in dal vehei, which reminds us. The Gemara states, Hamokhu lifnei yeush, one who sells a stolen animal before the owner's despair. Rav Nachman says, chayev, he's liable to pay dal vehei because macharo amar kamana. The Torah says, or he sells it, and he sold it, regardless of whether it's before or after Yeush, even if it does not affect an actual acquisition. Rav Sheshet says, Patri, he's exempt from paying Dal Behei because his liability is only after the owner's despair where the thief's actions are effective, meaning the change of domain following Yeush causes the buyer to acquire it. Before Yeush, where the sale is ineffective, he would not pay Dal Behei. It must be similar to Shechtim, where his actions are effective. So the thief who covered up an animal he stole and sold with Schach before the Yeush of the owner, making Mechayev in Dal Behei, right under a Schach banner with his favorite motto, Stam Geneva Yeush Balim Hu, which reminds us. The Gemara says, Rabbi Elazar also holds that Dal Behei is only paid for a sale after Yeush. He says, Teidash Stam Geneva Yeush Balim Hu. Know that the presumption regarding theft is that the owner despairs of retrieving his item. His proof is that a thief pays Dal Behei for selling an animal, which he assumes must be effective, similar to Shechting. Since the Torah implies he would be liable for an immediate sale, similar to Shechting, it must be that we assume the owner despaired, and the subsequent change of domain through the sale affects the acquisition to the buyer, together with the Yeush. Ryochan rejects Rabbi Elazar's premise. So the thief who covered up an animal he stole and sold a schach before the Yeush of the owner, making him chayev in Dal Behei, right under a schach banner with his favorite motto, Stam Geneva Yeush Balim Hu, took another stolen animal that he was makdish and shechted it, which reminds us, Rabbi Yochanan, who holds one is chayev for selling or shechting after Yeush, challenged Rish Lakish, who disagreed from a Mishnah, Gana v'hikdish, one who stole an animal, and he was makdish it, v'akachach tavach, and afterwards he shechted it. He only pays kefa, but not Dal Behei. Ryokan assumes that the thief was makdish it, which can only be effective after Yeush. Still, the Mishnah implies that if it was not hektish, he would pay Dal Behei. Rish Lakish answers that the Mishnah's case is before Yeush, and it means the owner was makdish it. Dav Samech Tes. So the similar Dav Samech Tes is soot, and we often use a chimney sweep. So here goes. That Snuin, who set aside money to redeem the camera of Ai, that the chimney sweep's covered in soot, chimney sweep, soot, that must be more Dav Samech Tes. That Snuin, who set aside money to redeem the camera of Ai, that the chimney sweep's covered in soot, improperly took, which reminds us, the Mishnah teaches that the Snuin, discreet ones, would ensure that one taking their produce would not transgress camera of Ai by setting aside money and declaring, Kol nilka mezeh mechula ha'maus ha'u, whatever was picked from this vineyard shall be rendered chulin on this money. So that Snuin, who set aside money to redeem the camera of Ai, that the chimney sweep's covered in soot, improperly took, were surprised to learn that a thief who stole their set of musas for him from the thief who originally stole from them did not have to pay them kefal, since it wasn't considered in their rishos, which reminds us, Rabbi Yochanan ruled like a Mishnah Daf Samach Beis Amud Beis, which taught that one who steals from a thief does not pay kefal. He doesn't pay kefal to the first thief because the Torah says kefal is paid for stealing mi beis ha'ish, from the man's house, implying, but not from the thief's house. But why does he not pay kefal to the true owner? It must be lefi she'ein b'rishuso, because it's not in his possession, meaning his ownership of the stolen goods is diminished. So that Snuin, who set aside money to redeem the camera of Ai, that the chimney sweep's covered in soot, improperly took, were surprised to learn that a thief who stole their set of musas for him from the thief who originally stole it from them did not have to pay them kefal, since it wasn't considered in their rishus, given the fact that they just learned that Maaser Sheni, which is Mamon Gavoa, can be redeemed after it's stolen, since it is considered in their rishus, which reminds us, Rav Meir holds Maaser Mamon Gavoa, Maaser Sheni is divine property, yet Le'inyan Padia Ukmei Rachmani B'Rishusei, the Torah placed it in his possession regarding redemption, because only the owner adds an extra fifth when redeeming. The same applies to Kamer Avai based on a Gezer Shava. Since the Torah considers him the owner of Kamer Avai regarding redemption, although it's not legally his, he can also redeem it after it's stolen from him. Daf Ein, so the Simmer Daf Ein is an eye doctor. So here goes. When the eye doctor, that must be on Daf Ein. While the eye doctor tested his patient's sight by having him read the letters in an orkasa, which is not valid, from Metaltalin, which reminds us, the scholars of Narada said, Lokasvini Urkasa Metaltali, we do not write a power of attorney for movable items held by a third party. This is based on Rabbi Yochanan's principle that an owner cannot transfer items which are not in his possession. Other halachas of an Urkasa are brought. So, while the eye doctor tested his patient's sight by having him read the letters in an Urkasa, which is not valid, for Metaltalin, and then see if he could spot the word Davar between a picture of two Edim testifying someone stole an animal, and two Edim who testified he shechted it, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Ganav al Pishnaim, if one stole an animal, according to the Edus of two witnesses, V'tavach macha al Pim al Pishnaim acherim, and he shechted it, or sold it according to their testimony, or the testimony of two other witnesses, he pays Dal Behei. This seems to disagree with Rabbi Akiva. Our Braisa teaches there were three separate pairs of witnesses each testify that a new occupant used the property for a different year. The testimonies are combined and the occupant is presumed the owner. Rabbi Akiva disagreed because the Torah says davar, witnesses establish a matter, bochatzi davar, but not a half matter. A testimony which cannot stand alone is unacceptable. So how then could separate witnesses testify to shechita, which is in effect without testimony of the theft? Abai presents an answer. So while the eye doctor tested his patient's sight by having him read the letters in an urkasa, which is not valid for metaltaling, and then see if he could spot the word davar between a picture of two eidim testifying someone stole an animal and two eidim who testified he shechted it, a patient waiting to be seen was engrossed in an article about the case of a man who bought a stolen sheep on Shabbos by letting the thief cut off a fig from his tree, which reminds us, the Mishnah taught that if one stole an animal and sold it on Shabbos, he pays all the hay. Abraisa says he's patre, and Rabbi Bar Chama explains this is where the buyer told the thief, cut off for yourself a fig from my tree, and your stolen item shall thereby be acquired by me. Since the thief affects the sale through a Shabbos violation, detaching a fig, he's exempt from Dal Vehe because of Kimoy B'Darabi Mineh. Daf Ein Av, so the Simmer Daf Ein Av is a donkey going E-Aw. So here goes. The donkey driver, that must mean we're on Daf Ein Av, E-Aw. The donkey driver who saw that the thief who stole a sheep had a shliach shechted on Shabbos, obligating the thief to pay him Dal Vehe, which reminds us. In a brace, Rabbi Meir does obligate the thief Dal Vehe for shechting on Shabbos, and the Gemara explains that the brace's case is Botoveh Chal Yedei Acher, where he shechts it through another person. The shliach receives the death penalty, and the thief pays Dal Vehe. The Gemara says that the thief should not pay Dal Vehe because ain't shliach kodvar vera. Rabbi answers that Dal Vehe is an exception because the Torah compares selling the animal with shechting it. Just as selling involves another person, the buyer, shechting could also be done through a shliach. So the donkey driver who saw that the thief who stole a sheep had a shliach shechted on Shabbos, obligating the thief to pay him Dal Vehe, prohibiting the sheep's meat to him and others forever, since it was Maaser Shabbos, and Shabbos is Kodesh, like Hagdish, which reminds us, although a mission teaches that if one shechs on Shabbos, the animal is permitted to eat, the Rabbanan and Abraisa follow Rabbi Yochanan and Sandra, who said about an intentional shechit on Shabbos, "Lo yochel olamis lo v'lo l'acherim," it may never be eaten neither by him nor by others. This is because Shabbos is called Kodesh, comparing it to Hekdesh. Ma Kodesh asur b'achila, just as Hekdesh is forbidden in consumption of Maaser Shabbos asur b'achila, so too the products of a Shabbos violation are forbidden in consumption. So the donkey driver who saw that the thief who stole a sheep had a shliach shechted on Shabbos, obligating the thief to pay him Dal Vehe, prohibiting the sheep's meat to him and others forever, since it was Maaser Shabbos and Shabbos is Kodesh like Hekdesh, was comforted knowing he had at least received 5 half cattle from a thief who stole his ox and shechted it, and only admitted what he had done to his partner, which reminds us. Rava asked Rav Nachman, Ganav shor shal shnei shutafin utvachu, if one stole an ox of 2 partners and shechted it, v'hoda le'echo mehen, and admitted his liability to one of them, exempting himself from paying the knas of Dal Vehe to that partner, does he pay Dal Vehe of the other partner's share if witnesses later testify to his guilt? Do we say, Chamisha Bakar Amar Rachmana? The Torah said he must pay 5 cattle, and this implies Chamisha Chatzai Bakar, but not 5 half cattle. Or do we say that 5 half cattle are included in the Torah's penalty? He responded that one does not pay 5 half cattle, but later retracted and said that one does pay 5 half cattle to that partner. All right, so now it's time to conclude their pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which daf do machok is whether Yeush Kona or not? That's on daf Samach Vav. Good. Number 2. Which daf do Rabbi Yochanan Sandor holds that Maaser Shabbos is forbidden to everyone forever? That's on daf Ein Av. Good. Number 3. Which daf do discuss what the din is of aiding to the theft and or the shechit and selling are found to be zomim? That's on daf Ein Beis. Good. Number 4. Which stuff do you have a question if a thief only admitted that he stole and shechted an animal to one partner? Would the other partner receive 5 half bakar? That's on daf Ein Av. Good. Number 5. Which of the one sources that Yeush is not Kona regarding Karbanos? That's on daf Samach Zayin. Good. Number 6. Which stuff do you discuss doing Shechita V'chuna in the Azara? And whether Einu L'Shechita Ela B'Sof or Merchila Ad Sof? That's on daf Ayin Beis. Good. Number 7. Which of the one the Rebbe Lazar holds, Stam Gneva Yeish Balim Hu, the presumption regarding theft is that the owner despairs of retrieving his item. That's on Dav Samaches. Good. Number 8. Which of the one, according to Rebbe Meir, that Maaser Sheni is Mamon Gavoa, one can even redeem stolen produce. That's on Dav Samach Tes. Gun number 9, which daf do you discuss the case of a person buying a stolen animal through Chilul Shabbos by having the thief cut off a fig from his fig tree? That's on daf. Ayin. Good. Number 10, which daf do we have machlokes whether an eid zomim is disqualified l'mafreya or makana l'haba? That's on daf. Ayin Beis. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.